This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. At least in my lifetime, the thought of vineyards in the north matching anything in Napa was unthinkable. But here we are, and the grapes of cold exist, and so do the wines. The University of Minnesota is recognized as one of the top wine grape research programs in the country, with the goal of developing high-quality, cold-hardy, and disease-resistant wine grape cultivars. The wine grape breeding program began in the mid-70s, and in 2000, an enology lab and research winery opened at the Horticultural Research Center. Today, more than 12,000 experimental vines are cultivated on 12 acres. Thousands of seedlings are produced each year using a diverse genetic base. Grapes such as Frontenac, Marquette, and La Crescent are reported hardy to 30 below. The cultivar Itasca for white wine is the latest introduction coming to market. That was in 2017. Now, it doesn't mean that grapes won't suffer from damage as any other plant. The University Enology Lab says the timing of seriously low temperatures plays a part in how much damage might occur. Even if the vine's buds emerge in the spring, there can be trunk damage that might restrict sap flow. There's an accumulating factor at play as well. What I mean is that years of tough conditions, drought, floods, cold snaps, and even excess heat can play a role in damaging vines, and of course, our other plants. The grapevines I planted at a former house have continued to produce well for over a decade. Check out GardenBite.com for more information, along with some pictures of my old grapevines and what they produced. Find Garden Bite on Facebook. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.